Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Another week has passed, has it? Another fucking podcast. This is all we have to look forward to, folks. If you're a fan of this show, thank you. If you're new here, welcome. I don't know what else to tell you. We get up to no good. No good at all. Speaking of no good, all right, roast battle. How did it go? Went not bad. Went down to Calgary, Alberta. Keep in mind, brand new to comedy. I got to keep reminding you. So that way when I lose, it takes a little more, a bit of the brunt feeling of the loss off of it.
Oh, I'm only new to it. You know, it's like when
young kids are like, you look like you're 40. What are you doing on TikTok? Fuck you. That's why. Fuck you. To prove that I'm a better TikToker than you, you unoriginal fucking little shit. How about that? You think about that for a second? Huh? Because I'm on here to wiggle my cock in gym shorts so that way your mom gets a little horny. That's why. I'm in here in the bathtub with just a mountain of suds across my pelvis. I know this much is true. With that song on a little TikTok video of me just standing there with suds on my cock. And as I'm doing like weird body movements and I know that your mother's getting horny. That's why I'm on TikTok. Make your mom horny, you little weirdo. Yeah, she, you know damn well. The little fuckers that are saying that their mom's getting horny over the things that you put on the internet, you big dick bitches out there. You big dick bitches, you trannies. I know it. There's got to be a good portion of transsexuals that listen to this podcast. Because I feel like, you know what? Welcome to the dark side. You know what? Welcome to the dark side. We open our arms open. Why? With arms. That was horrible. Scott, we're like Scott Stapp. Arms wide open. If a woman wants to turn into a dude, welcome to the winning team. That's all I'm saying. Welcome to the winning team. Here you've been on like, you know, when Rodman went to the Bulls, you know, he was on the Pistons and he wasn't doing so well. And I know a lot of you aren't really basketball fans. I'm not either, but this is a good comparison. This is a great comparison. See, when Rodman was on the Pistons and shit, life sucked. You know, if we're not winning championships. Yeah, this sucks. He gets on the team with Jordan and what's fucking happening? Rings, baby. Rings, baby. You're basically coming on to a dynasty. You just get a hop on and you get to win championships. Look at you. Transsexual men going to female sports, absolutely mop up. That's how fucking good we are at shit. I think it's opposite. I'm all confused here. See, yeah. Anyways, back to what I was saying. You want to come on the winning team. You want to be on the winning team. Dudes, we've been winning for a long time. We're really good at a lot of shit. Oh, you want to argue with me on that? Who's the highest paid makeup artist right now? Is it James Charles? Is it who's that other guy? That Stardust looking guy. No, Gold Dust. I always think he looks like Gold Dust. Can't think of his name. He's got all the makeup. Help me out. Jeffree Star. That's what it is. Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson. Three dudes. Best makeup artists. Get at me, dog. Get at me. Oh, who's the best cook? Who's the best cook? I don't see any females with a cooking show. Rachel Ray? Haven't heard that name in a while.
Well, Oprah cooked some spaghetti and then she tried doing some linguine when quarantine first started.
Oh yeah? Two words. Gordon Ramsay. Get at me, dog. Winning team. Chicks that now have dicks, Welcome to the winning team. We open our arms wide open. With arms wide open. Just come on in. Kick your feet up. There's no need to act. You don't. We get it. You're in. Have a beer. Kick your feet up. There's a lot of things that we're going to have to. We're like taking a rookie right now. Now, when you see, when you see this happening out there, cats, my fellow danger cats, and you see it in the homeboy, he's like, you know what? I just feel like a guy. Well, guess what? There's three things that we like doing. Fucking, fighting, and drinking. If you like any of those, you're going to get along with us just fine. With that being said, we're not putting you on the starting lineup. You're gonna have to hop under the wing for a little while. You're gonna have to learn the ropes. You gotta figure out the way dudes do shit if you wanna come into this ecosystem. All right? And don't be leaking our secrets back to your old female friends after. You're a guy now. You wanna do guy shit? Then saddle up. Ink your fucking name on the paper. We're signing your full life contract. And let's go win some rings, baby. You're on the number one fucking gender on the planet, you know? I didn't see you guys out winning a war. Just saying. I'm just stating facts. That's all. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying. You know, maybe somebody now will tune into the sports that you play. You know, maybe your dad will finally show up and come watch you play sports or even do anything in general. Might even come to the softball game. When's the last time? There's a clear indication. You know, how many parents go down and watch their daughter's softball game? Again, just saying. But where was I going with that? I can't remember. We just hopped on a rant and went with it. All I'm saying is if you're a transsexual dude and you're a man now, welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. I wish I had a jersey or, maybe if you come through Edmonton, we'll take a photo, like a number one draft pick photo, and we'll get it up there online. And we'll just congratulate you for coming to the winning team. Welcome to the winning side. We get nothing but Super Bowl rings. Major League Championships, Stanley Cup rings, fucking, you know, gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit? We're getting it. We win. Oh, what's that? Makeup tutorials. We'll take that. Cooking. We'll take that. That's ours. Anything revolving lifting shit, that's in our playhouse. You know what, ladies? You're good at watching, okay? You're good at... see what I mean? Can't even think of anything off the top. You know what we'd really enjoy doing? We like watching you be sexual. And that's being very misogynistic, but that's something men and women both do. Do you want to, you know, when you look at the old lady and you're like, hey, you want to go to the titty bar? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, because you both like looking at titties. Titties are nice to look at. There's no need to be, like, let's not be like, oh, feminism. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And I know everybody wants to go against these societal norms and be like, oh, God, we shouldn't sexualize women. You sexualize yourselves. You're all gorgeous. I'm sorry. It's just the way God or Allah or Buddha or whoever, the aliens in the sky, created this shit. Listen, we like to look at you and do anything we possibly can to try and fuck you. It's just the way it goes. It's just... how this ecosystem works. It's just how society is just it. And when you take away masculinity and you try stripping it away and make women feel empowered because they're sexualized, it starts fucking with some shit. Am I the only one that thinks that? I'm saying you can be sexual. Hell, I love it. I love nothing more than taking my stupid, ugly ass, parking it into a tit bar, having a few too many. I'm not saying, we're just going to go for one. No, you know exactly what I mean when you say that we're just going for one. I like going down there because it two places you're going to catch me, a tip bar or a dive bar. The club, I'm too old for the club. We'll get into that later. I'm too old for the club now. So a titty bar is nice because it's loud in there and you don't have to talk to anybody. You're like, oh, you want to go there and get horny with your friends? Of course, that's what older dudes do, okay? When you young bucks finally settle down and you have like a little bit of a life going on. Maybe you got a kid, a girlfriend, spouse, I don't know, something. And then one of the guys is like, why don't we go to the tit bar? And you're all like, you know what? I want to go to the tit bar. Because you just sometimes, you know, you just like to look at the food that you might possibly could, yet you know you shouldn't eat. You're on a diet, or you're like, I'm trying this new thing out called keto, and I can't have any sugar. Okay, I can't have any sugar. Okay, I appreciate the offer, but I'm sticking to this diet. It's called Miserable Cunt at Home, and it's working out just phenomenal. I'm gaining weight and in the wrong places. It's been going downhill ever since I hopped on that diet. But I suppress all my feelings to ensure that she's happy. But even though she's miserable inside, because I'm miserable inside, I come home. I sit in the driveway, staring at the emblem of the brand of truck or car I own, and just have nothing, just no thoughts. My whole soul is just lost in the void, and I sit there in silence for at least 10 minutes before I go inside. And just put on this fake kind of lovely, look around and be like, you know what, maybe it's not that bad. How was your day at work, honey? And then you got a plethora of yes or no questions that you don't want to answer, and you just think to yourself, the car was actually not that bad. I don't mind sitting in there. It's not that bad in there. And then that moment comes, maybe it's once, twice a year, whatever it is, once, twice, three times a year, where you finally get to go with the lads, and it's a complete runaway. And they bring up, let's go to the strip club. And you think to yourself, yeah, I do want to go to the strip club. I want to take a look at something that, you know, is completely dangerous to date. They are completely insane. And you can tell, like, I'm not saying all strippers are insane. I'm not saying that. Don't put those words into my mouth. I like them. They're nice ladies. I'm saying some of them are a bit off the rocker. And that's usually the ones that you're attracted to in that time because it's wild. You sense danger. That woman will ruin your fucking life. And what you have at home right now isn't quite the adventure you were looking for. She was wild. When you were in your 20s, like early 20s, before things started settling down, you had the first two kids. Now you're on your third. Just had your third. Life's a little different now. Instead of you and you two going out to an EDM concert, doing key bumps of ketamine, and pretty well just chugging down Kettle One vodka, a weekend now is like, hey, Frank, we can't use Frank. You're not a Frank. You're better than that. Who are you? Like a Brett or a Dylan, you know? Dylan. We'll go with Dylan. You know, Dylan and Brittany used to be the couple. I'm talking about you. This is the hypothetical situation because I'm not in those shoes. I'm actually far from those shoes. If Hack gets married, we got issues. But back to Brett and Dylan. Brittany and Dylan. Like I said, these two used to do key bumps of ketamine at a Dead Mouse concert. And then they would chug a bottle of Kettle One before even getting there. And it was a battle to see who's dragging who out of this place. You know, you're always just on the borderlines of probably overdosing on any sort of street drug you could possibly get your hands on. And here you are today, and you're looking at one another and being like, we're a fucking shell of ourselves. We used to be fun. What happened? What happened? We had kids. Now what? I got to wait once, maybe twice a year. I have that golf trip in the summer that I go with my buddies, and I just do a copious amount of drugs. I play it down every time I come home. I tell you, yeah, it was pretty tame. We played like four rounds of golf, but in your memory, you just have these memories stacked, and it was the greatest time, and you live for that. Those are the moments that save you from swallowing any sort of bullet. That right there, once a year, you think about that. Oh, God, I can't wait. Or you pray to God that one of your buddies is getting married. One of your buddies is getting remarried or, you know, a divorce. And then in 3 years, that means a stag's going to happen. And shit gets wild on stags. That's what you look forward to. That's what you look forward to, is these little things. And then that marriage that you thought that, you know, in the beginning it was great. You started traveling together. You did like weird things. She was getting very sexual. She was like trying to find herself. But then one drunken night and you knocked her up. You've been together for 3 years. You've been busting on her tits and her face for quite some time, maybe an ass shot every now and then. One drunken night and a little bit of pre-crum ruined your life. Oh, time for a little ad read. You like ads, don't you? No, you don't. Guess what? Here we are. You dress like a putz. Let's be honest. Every time I see you out in public and you're wearing like an old Hurley shirt from 2004, let's update the closet. You need to let the ladies know you eat some ass, don't you? You need to let them know. How do you do that without... It's like them stupid TikTok trends. How do you say you eat ass without saying you eat ass? Simple. Go to DangerCatShop.com today. Grab yourself some sort of gear. The ladies will instantly understand that, oh, this guy right here, he likes to muck a donut, hey? He likes the onion ring. He likes the lick of the onion ring. This guy right here, I like this guy. He's a good guy, huh? He never calls me back after he fucks me, but he eats my ass every time. I like him. I like him a lot. That's what they think inside their head in that same stupid fucking voice, because women, well, they're dumb, right? Let's be honest. We'll cut it as it is. Not bright people. They're not bright people, not the brightest. That's why, how do you say something without saying it? DangerCatShop.com. I'm an ass eater. Simple. Oh, you like this podcast? Perfect. I guess that's why you're here. You want an extra episode every week? Perfect. Oh, do I have a deal for you? Why don't you head to patreon.com/dangercat69. You'll get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast, all for like $4 a month. If you want to be a producer, you can do that too. When we'll put your little name at the end of it. But if you just want an extra episode, it'll be like $4 a month. Plus, you get titties every Tuesday with some of the finest sex workers in the land. That's right. Some of our fine friends of the Danger Kittens page, they are promoting their OnlyFans content with Tata pics. And that is about as far as I can get there. I'm not going to sit here and describe nipples or nothing like that. You can go check them out yourself and also get a extra episode of the Danger Cats podcast. Titties and pods. That's what we're all about. Titty pods. Next level. All right. Well, back to the episode. Few too many drinks and you dropped a load in her. And here you are today, a shell of yourself. This episode will get a lot lighter. I promise. It's going to get this is a lot to take in, because I'm explaining a lot of lives right now. And a lot of you, yes, you look forward to those simple times. Not even those simple times, those wild times. What am I saying? Those are simple times, but they're wild. You like those. You're a man. That's who you are as a human being. You have a beast inside of you. And right now you got to lock it and cage it inside, because that will cost you half your shit. Every guy I know has this demon bottled up inside him. And there's levels to it. You know what I mean? Like some guys, you look at these dudes that are like programming nerds. They have a demon inside of them. You just got to wake it up. That's why when those idiots get absolutely flatlined, they're the ones like puking in the back of a goddamn Uber right after they've been butt chugging Budweisers at the local pub, and it's just a wild night, you know. They get a lap dance from any stripper, and it's just their mind, it explodes. They don't realize that these things are out there. And that guy right there, he like is the low end. Now on the upper scale of things is like where you go on a stag, and there are not even stags. Let's not even use stags. I'm talking about guys that go on like a fucking trip far out there, and it's a golf trip, football trip, whatever it may be. Call it what you want, but there is fucking, you know, you're about to get pegged in the ass by some dominatrix after you snorted 6 lines of cocaine, and you give her a call and be like, boys, I need to go away for about 4 hours and I'll be right back. And everybody understands, because you're on the same page. You're on the same wavelength. You know, like, oh, everybody's like married or they've been in a serious relationship now for some time and they get it. They're like, yeah, get your kinks out. That's a good group of friends, good solid group of friends. And everybody goes and gets these kinks out of the way. And that's the top of the top. I'm not saying all of you are like this. And to the women that are listening to this bullshit, it's a complete lie. And everything I say is false. Do you understand me? Everything that I just said in the last past 10 minutes is completely false, and do not take it to heart. Don't look at your boyfriend right now. If you're listening to this in the car with your old lady, A, you're a fucking idiot, and B, I just want you to know, while she's staring at you in the side of the head, keep looking out the front window. Pretend like you don't have a fucking clue what I'm talking about and stick to those fucking cards until the day you die. Until the day you die. Don't let that bitch drag you down, okay? Those 2 trips a year, you earn them. You earn them. Day in, day out. You got a shitty boss. You come home, you got to answer the same 9 questions every day.
Can you do this? How was work? How was that? Oh, did you have time to take the kids up?
And these questions push you to the point where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, life's good. Life's good. I'm going to get through it. Oh, yeah, we're only 360 more days until the next trip. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. Bryce is already talking about getting the hotel room closer to the, or he's got a certain resort in mind, and we're already looking into it. Hell, we're getting real excited about the schedule of the NHL to come out, so that way we can plan what city we're going to go to. And I'm going to start scouting out some dominatrixes down there, so that way I can get pegged again. Because if I ask this fucking bucket of muck over here, this fucking yappy Susan always in my ear about shit, and I'm be like, listen, I got to get to this weird kink. This is what I want you to do. She's never going to be able to look you in the eyes. Where the woman that's going to do it, you'll never see her again. You know what? This woman, that's giving her ammunition in the divorce. Did you know that this guy likes getting fucked in the ass by a strap-on? You don't need that. Keep it under wraps. It's okay. Go to Pittsburgh. Get fucked in the ass by a transsexual. You're a man. You're allowed to do it. I hope I'm apping some of you assholes up. Get crazy. Get crazy. That's the problem. You know, everybody just like shies away from all the wild shit. You know, I wish I try not to shy away. I try to be as honest as I possibly can with myself. You know, that's why I'm honest on this podcast. There was a time in my life where cocaine completely ravaged my whole pathway and kind of threw me off kilter for a bit. But we found where we need to be again. We're back in the game, baby. And let me tell you, those are some good times. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, oh, cocaine almost ruined my life. Are you fucking kidding me? It was a great time. It was a great time. It just so happens it can be too much of a time. And I don't know if you've ever done blow and you've had to deal with the backlash of that shit, but my God, the high is sometimes worth the low. Not all the time, but it is sometimes worth the low. I'm not going to lie to you. We don't lie in these parts. Uncle always will shoot you straight. That's why when I was ranting about getting the fuck away from the house, most married men that listen to this podcast and have a little giggle about this know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. There's once a year, maybe every 6 months, 7 months, there's a trip that goes down and it keeps you sane. It keeps you from Chris Benoit-ing your whole fucking family because you gotta let that beast out. And it doesn't matter if you're just going to kill a rabbit or you're trying to take down a fucking elephant. You gotta taste blood. You're a predator. You got a cock between your legs with a set of balls producing testosterone. You're meant to do this type of shit. Now, is it going to ruin your life if you get caught? 120%. I don't recommend being stupid with the information inside of your head and shooting it off. You keep that. You take that to the fucking grave. Do you want to live a happy life or do you want to have a miserable divorce that you got to get through in the next 3 years and have alimony and child support just up your ass running you like a puppet? Then you're really going to be a drone. You're really going to fuck up that once a year trip. That once a year trip where you go down to Pittsburgh and get fucked in the ass by a transvestite just to make sure that your rocks are still getting off. Now you got to travel to fucking some shit burn city where I am. I'm in Edmonton, so I can find that. And plus, I don't, you know, you could slip out of the house. You could find it.
you can find it. But you gotta. You just gotta. You gotta go out. You gotta fucking get your rocks off. I'm not saying you gotta go fuck something. I'm saying you gotta go out, get completely blasted. So, like I said, there's a scale. There's a scale. Oh, I just bumped this. There's a scale to this shit. Like, down here is just like a few beers with the guys, and those are the guys, oh yeah, I go out and have a great time, just got blackout with the fellas. And up here is like the dominatrix, you know, taking a baton up the ass, getting zapped, you know, you got some chick dressed in all leather whipping you on the ass, and you're doing mountains of cocaine, you got MDMA, you fun dipped a little fucking drizzle of MDMA. You know, if you don't know what fun dipping is, it's when you just dip it in the bag of Molly and shove it up your ass, and then you're gone. See ya. We'll check back in about 6 hours. I hope you enjoy your ride. Is it gay? I don't know. You tell me. I've never done it. I've never put cocaine up my ass, but I've seen people do it, and they look like they had a good time. I'm not going to take that away from them. How you want to take your drugs, totally up to you. I just did it the old-fashioned way. I heated it up in a spoon and injected it in my veins. I'm kidding. I shoveled it in my nose like a real man would. But that's what keeps men sane. A couple boys trips, and if you know what? If you are concerned about these trips, you know what? Watch that. Here's a good indicator. Here. For the ladies that listen to this, and if you're in a long-term relationship, guess what? This is all you got to do. Watch the movie Hall Pass. Just fast forward to the part. I can't remember her name. I should have looked up the actress's name. And she goes, yeah, I just let Frank have a Hall Pass. And well, what's a Hall Pass? I just let him go out on a weekend and do whatever he needed to do. Get it out of your system. And she goes, well, did he tell you? Do you know what happened that weekend? She goes, no, I don't care. But all I know is my marriage has been great. Exactly. Let him go be a fucking animal. Just let him go out and remind himself that he is the big dick in town. Because I'm watching a lot of guys out here, and they're walking around like a shell of themselves. You know, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did. What did I do? Where if you let them just go get it out of their system, let them put their face between a different set of tits, not your saggy old milkers, you know? He did invest $5,000 into fucking lifting those things up, but, you know, it's your attitude. It's your whole charisma, your aura that throws them off, you know? You could look like a fucking 12, okay? That's, as the old saying goes, no matter how hot she is, somebody's sick of her shit, and it couldn't be true. You could have the hottest. Look at like all those MILFs in your hometown. You know what I mean? All you guys in the small town, there's a few MILFs there, right? And the dude that's fucking her is just always some fat. You know, he's not wealthy, but he's got money. You know, she's not driving a shitty vehicle, but it's also not brand new. You know what I'm talking about. The bitch is just a rocket. And she's just like the prime example of like a big fish in a small pond, because she's just too good looking to be here. It doesn't make sense. You should be in the city drinking dry martinis at a hotel bar, picking up wealthy men and living the life that you intended to live. But no, you're stuck in this small town. Now, whether you like it or not, hey, totally up to you. What do I know? How, if you're happy, you're happy. But she looks like she should be in a movie, in a magazine. Very good looking woman, even in her 40s. Very slender, doesn't even have to work out. You catch her eating cheeseburgers and getting fucked up at the local tavern every week. And you just wonder to yourself, like, what could you have been? You know, if you weren't tied to this fat slob, what could you have been? Where could you have went? What things could you have accomplished in life if you weren't stuck here? Right? Right? Am I wrong? Every small town has that MILF. You look at her and you go, Jesus Christ, you're like fine wine. How are you still here? What are you doing? There's a million men on this planet that have a lot of money that would treat you better than that fucking loser, and you wouldn't be in this shithole of a town. And you think to yourself, like, maybe am I fucking, maybe I'm not the dumbest person on this planet. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Oh, again, I get off topic and I start ranting and raving about shit and I forget where I'm at. But we keep the show rolling. That's what we do around here. We make sure that the show is constantly rolling. We want to make sure you, the listener, are entertained at all times possible. It's a hell of a podcast. What can I say? Yeah, it blows my mind. That's what men got to do. Yeah, once a year, you just got to go with your buddies and get absolutely fucking flatline and do all the weird shit that you just need to get out of your system, because that saves you. Like I said, it'll save you from Chris Benoit-ing your whole family. That's what I, okay, maybe he had a little CTE, but yeah, that probably comes with a little PTSD of always coming home and be like, where were you? Where were you? That'll push you to the edge. Christ almighty, I bet you there's a few Vietnam soldiers that hear a little bit of Vietnamese being spoken and they're like, Charlie's in the area, Charlie. That's my point. If you're every day and you got to, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? Why did you put that over there? Why don't you pick up your coat? Why don't you let me, oh yeah. What are you going to do with that? Why are you doing that? How come, why didn't you park in the driveway and not the garage? How come you were sitting in the car for 5 minutes before you came in? Is everything okay? How come you always sit down in the shower and I see it look like when I poke my nose in, it looks like you got this depressed look on your face as you let the water hit you on top of the head and let it roll off the front of you and you're just staring into the ground. How come you're always sitting in the shower doing that? You know what I mean? When you listen to that long enough, it's going to push you to the edge to do something a little crazy, a little something off off kilter, you know? It's going to push you off the fucking ledge. That's why men have to do these things. It cleanses the system. Like, tell me I'm fucking wrong, right? Tell me I'm wrong, ladies. By all means, I don't know what you guys got to do to keep yourself sane, but it doesn't seem like it's much. Like, men just... Here's the funny thing. This makes me laugh, and I was thinking about this. Actually, this is quite funny. I microdosed mushrooms on the weekend, and I was watching stand-up comedy while doing so, and it was just like connecting these weird dots that, I don't know, maybe it was good, especially like, fuck me, for the what a goddamn year it's been. I came out of that all right, unscathed. I didn't scare the shit out of myself with my own thoughts. Which is good. I think that's grand. But, the lop side of it's just, it's almost like a false reality. You know what I mean? Like, you just get this upbeat and like, I could see why people just want to live in that state and they don't want to leave it because it was enjoyable. I had a great time. And then like after I'm like, oh, I should do that again right now. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's how this starts. That's how this starts. Then next thing you're walking around and just being like, dude, the air is just like something that we need and society just doesn't take the time to just appreciate like what we have. And doing all these hippie speeches and be like, you know, I just feel like the molecules in this air, once they're vibrating, bro, that I can just like be myself. I can feel myself. I can feel the earth's energy coming through my feet, into my spine and out my mouth. Essentially, I'm coming the earth. I'm just coming over and over and over again of the earth's energy. And it's just beautiful. I feel fantastic inside. I don't want to turn into one of them fucks. I don't think I ever will, but I will say I did enjoy my time. I did microdose a little shrooms, kicked my feet up and watched Patrice O'Neill's, what is it called again? Elephant in the Room. That's it. One of the best stand-up specials of all time. Funniest man alive, okay? Well, funniest man that was alive. Him, Carlin, and probably like a Richard Pryor. Maybe throw Bill Burr and Chappelle right there. Those are your five. And I can't believe I'm such a putz. I'm like, funniest man alive. He's been passed for quite some time, but he's easily one of the funniest fucking comics that have ever graced this fucking planet. And he's just, I don't know, there's just a way he can jump and the way he speaks and how he like looks into a crowd and like he is just like quickness on shit. It's just so fucking funny. And when you're like, when I was zapped out of my skull, well, I shouldn't say zapped. I was just like, you know, you're vibing. I don't know if any of you do mushrooms, but like you get to a point where things are, like I said, the scale, the Richter scale. I was like probably like a 0.5 on that bitch. Not a full 10, okay? Not a full 10, like a 0.5. I'm just connecting a little freeways here and putting thoughts over here and I'm making new thoughts happen and boosting. I was in a good mood. I really enjoyed it. And it really helped. It did. Especially going through all this pandemic bullshit every fucking day. Guess what? You got to wear two masks today. You hear that? Oh, you got to wear two masks. Everybody, guess what? Well, you got to wear two masks. Oh, you don't like that? Oh, well, guess what? You're going to have to wear a third, and the third is a bag over your head. And once you start seeing a small light, which seems to look like it's like the end of a tunnel, start walking towards that, and you'll start seeing yourself going into a different realm, okay? This is what we call interdimensional traveling and how we're going to help cleanse the earth again, okay? That's what it seems like this world is at right now. It's just a fucking lunacy. And by doing that and, you know, like I said, like I'm not a fucking huge drug guy anymore. Hell, I've barely been drinking. I understand what I look like. I look like I always come off a bender. I understand that. I always look like I'm coming off a bender. I don't sleep well, okay, because I'm always sitting up and I'm always thinking about shit or trying to come up with jokes or I'm watching shit, I'm reading the news, and then I like never shut my mind off. I get like 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night. Unless it's the weekend, then I try and sleep as late as possible. But what I'm saying is no matter what you say or tell us, hack, you're still gonna look like you just woke up on a tent in Skid Row and you're about to go wash your t-shirts in the fuck in some musty fucking river and you're gonna hang dry them off the side of a 78 Camaro that's beaten to shit and rusted. I'm not talking a nice 78 Camaro. I'm talking one that you look at and you're like, oh God, why did he ruin such a nice car? Why did he do that? Jesus, this guy's a deadbeat, you know? And I'm going to have an AC/DC t-shirt hanging off the antenna and trying to air dry. So that way I've got something. That's what I look like. Yeah, I look like I'm about to fucking sit on a street corner and ask you if you got any change at any moment's time. That question could get sprung on you.
Here comes that massive water jug. Yay.
That's life, folks. Yeah, it was a good little ride. I didn't hate it. I certainly would do it again. I would do it again and sit there and enjoy my own thoughts because that's about all you can do in this fucking world right now. Lockdowns and all that, which was it was nice to get out and actually perform, you know. It was great to get on a stage with like-minded people that just want to get out and make some people laugh. It was definitely awkward because of the setup was an atrium, and on the sides and to the back of you there was just people on balconies, so it wasn't like a club where the laughter's condensed and it's all in a very low ceiling room, so that noise just vibrates in there. It's like an electrifying feeling, where in this atrium it's just like you can hear the laughs but you don't know if you're really, it's, I don't know, it's such a fucking egotistical way to be like, I don't know if I was getting mad laughs, I don't know if I'm funny anymore, you know, I don't know what's going on here, I don't know what to tell you here. But well, this thing is fucking, there we go. Zoom back into my face. There we go. Yeah, we're good. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it was definitely strange. I had a lot of fun doing it, and it was It was great to have some like something somewhat normal in your life, you know what I mean? To like get up and do that type of shit and have a show and meet some other comics and have the fucking opportunity to work with them. And, you know, kind of get your toes in a little more. And it was great. I got to see some of my friends from back home. They met, they came up from Tabor to Calgary. It was great to see them. It was great to see, you know, just faces, man. It was just fucking, I don't know. It's such a dumb, weird time. And I'm not going to speculate on all the conspiracies or what I think. I'm not that heavily ingrained in following the media. I am entertained by it, but I don't know. I just don't know enough to form like a correct opinion. All I do know is it just seems fucked. Okay. It just seems weird to me. It seems like every day there's just like they're testing the will of humans and just like pushing you a little more, and we're just so compliant right now. That's what it seems like to me. And I'm by no means a doctor or a scientist or even worse, a politician. I would never ever run for politics. All of them have proven that they are all scumbags. They're all scumbags. You tell me a group of people that can confidently stand there in front of a fucking camera and tell you one thing while doing the complete opposite. They sit there and point and shame you into staying in your fucking homes like the compliant fucks that we are, and then have the audacity to pack a bag and fly to Honolulu for a little family trip. This is why I don't like any of them. And I really, really dislike the whole conservative liberal bullshit, because nobody is like really wrapping their heads. And teens getting involved in politics now is the most annoying thing. You know what I mean? Like when I see a 15-year-old kid like aligning himself politically, is the most strangest thing to me. Because when I was 15, do you want to know what I was doing? I was smoking weed, skateboarding, and playing hockey and trying to figure out how I could get some pussy. You know, I was one of those guys. I would do anything to just go out, get a bag of weed, smoke it with my friends, go ride my skateboard in the summer. And if it was wintertime, I was playing hockey with my buddies. That's what we did. We weren't sitting around and being like, yeah, dude, I don't even know who the prime minister was at that time. I cannot. Who was the prime minister in 2005? See, that's what I mean. I believe it would have been Stephen Harper. But was it? I see, that's what I mean. Where like as of late, I'm getting more and more into politics, like probably the past 6 years. Because it's definitely affects my life on what I do and what I say, especially in this country, by trying to be a politician and social media hammering down on what's being posted and how it's being regulated, especially in Canada. Facebook is right now looking to work with the Canadian government and have the Canadian government regulate what is posted on Facebook's platforms. Which is scary, because that means the government now controls the narrative. And what's happening in Canada right now is there's tests that are happening, and a lot of people don't know this, is that there's tests that are happening in Canada where they're not allowing political content into some people's feeds, which I don't think is right, because then now you are controlling the narrative. You are controlling on what people see, what they think, how they feel. I get it. There's some people that are lunatics and that hopped on this QAnon bullshit and they rode it and they're still riding that wave. Somehow they think Donald Trump is still going to win the election and that Ellen is like gnawing on a baby in an LA studio right now, sucking the blood for adrenochrome. I just like, I can't wrap my head around that. If it does come out to be true, hey, guilty as charged. I will admit I was wrong. But as it stands right now, yes, I do think that there's a lot of weird shit happening in the world, and I'm not going to speculate on it because I'm just starting to get this channel and podcast going, and they're censoring anybody that says it. So it makes it tough. It's very, very frustrating right now to be in the position that I am right now, Because voicing your opinion and being truthful and honest is just, I don't know, something that is engraved in me. And it always hasn't. I guess that's a lie. It always hasn't been. There's been like relationships in my life that, you know, you're a piece of shit and you do some scumbag things. But when it comes to like severe life-changing lies, I can probably count on one hand how many I've told. And that is in 30 years, some of you say fucking so much bullshit. You make up so much. I'm like, totally off topic, but it is. It's just, it's unfathomable. Unfathomable. Okay, you get what I'm trying to say. But it's just disgusting on how like somebody can just sit there and blatantly lie to you. You know what I mean? Or tell you something and do it completely different. It annoys me. It fucking irritates me to my goddamn core, you know? And I just can't align myself with people like that. And politicians, especially career politicians, have no problem doing this to you. And here we are. We argue and fight with one another. We have teenagers. Teenagers, for Christ's sakes, like that's what I was getting at, was teenagers right now trying to line themselves politically. Hey, if you don't vote conservative, I don't fucking want to, I don't want to date you. You know what I mean? Like, when did your political ideologies or where you align on that spectrum all of a sudden matter so much? To the point that children are getting involved. You know what I mean? Like, it's become such a weird phenom. Like it's the new Pokemon cards for most of us because we got nothing else going on. So what do? There's no sports on. Your kids can't go and play sports. They're told to lock themselves indoors. And what do they see? They see on social media, Trump this, Trump that, Black Lives Matter this. And, you know, then there's a divide there because it's like everything's politicized to the degree that we're not even willing to sit down and break bread with somebody that has opposing views, which is wrong in my mind. I deliberately watch like liberal news stations so I can understand what the fuck that they're trying to speak about. In fact, Most of the political jargon that I guess you could say I take in is predominantly left leaning, I guess to say. I really enjoy listening to a comedian out of New York. His name's Dave Smith. He's with the Legion of Skanks. I've picked up his podcast. I really enjoy listening to his. Tim Pool. I like listening to Tim Pool. And then for the more right-leaning, I'll listen to Steven Crowder. I enjoy him because I find his show entertaining. And I just like people that push back. And right now we're at like such a vulnerable state that everybody's just willing to like look down, look the other way, or rat you out for not complying with the government. And this is or any of these mandates. And nobody really knows the reasoning. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's like something missing. I just have this feeling like, it's crazy. I feel like I'm crazy saying it. Like, I feel like I'm like a loon bar on the side of the street screaming into a microphone being like, Jesus, it's going to come. The rapture, we were off by 30 years. It's actually 2021. Jesus Christ will be back. He will be here. He will be on this street in Edmonton, Alberta, Jasper Ave, to be specifically, and he's going to hand me a towel to wipe off my mouth because I'm spitting all over the goddamn place. And prior to that, me and him are going to spit bars out of the Bible. Do you understand me? That's how I feel when I talk about this shit, because it's become so crazy that anything that you say that isn't like compliant or aligns with what the government's mandate or their guidelines, you're now a conspiracy theory. They've done a phenomenal job in the media by ostracizing anybody that has opposing views or questions anything. And that's wrong. And I feel like we're being lied to. I just do. I just, something in my gut just tells me everything is not right. Something more is happening. And I'm not trying to rile people up. I'm just saying, like, something just doesn't sit well with me with all this. And like, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't given up that rebellious spirit of my teens quite yet. I'm still dressing like I'm 21 years old, heading to a punk show for fuck's sakes, which nothing wrong with that. There's no rush to grow up. There's no rush to grow up whatsoever, which is why I enjoy getting out and trying new things. Am I going to have children in this lifetime? I highly doubt it. I don't know. Who knows? I might have a kid. I might be like Britney and fucking Dylan, have a few too many one night, and I dump a load in the old lady, and then it's all over. Then I'm the guy. I'm the guy that has to fucking sit there and count the days down until the next stag or golf trip where we all head to Kelowna, and I got to somehow slip into the doctor and be like, "Doc, look, I don't know. I got this bump on my dick. Can you burn it off? Herpes, hey? Oh, great. This is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough break. This should be just lovely. What kind of, can I make up a story? Can I say, like, I use the same towel as Craig and he's got herpes? Is that going to, no, it won't work. It will work. There's a possible chance. You're telling me there's a chance. Okay, I'm going to run on that one. I'm going to run on that one because I feel like that's an easier hill to die on than saying that I got two low-grade hookers out of a back alley, out of the bar, which cost me $100 for the hour for two. So that's telling you their worth, you know what I mean, and their hygiene. And now I'm left with a few bumps. That's, yeah, I'm not saying that I couldn't end up like that. I could be like you. I could be a shell of myself at any day. But yeah, no, what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. It just seems like there's more. There's more to all this. It just, you know, we can get in and talk about conspiracies all we want all day long. But until some truth is being held to it, you know, it's the timing of everything just seems strange. The state of North America, the divide that we have, the information that we're being given. I don't know. It just all seems strange, and you should never feel guilty for questioning certain situations and trying to understand them to the fullest degree. I'm all for that, and we should always be like that. What's wrong with that? Whatever, why, you know, I get it that these oligarchs want a nice compliant society that they can come in and just take over, and it's just basically a smooth transition of power. I get that. They want that, but that's our job as people to ensure it isn't smooth. And I'm not saying go throw rocks at a fucking politician or nothing like that. I'm saying they should have to answer tough questions. They should. They should have to sit in front of a group of people and answer these tough questions. Meanwhile, things like the SNC-Lavalin scandal happens in Canada, and everybody's just like, oh, whatever, I'm fucking, oh, do-do-do-do. We just kind of float it by. It just floats right by us, and nobody says nothing. The world keeps turning, but then me and my neighbor are going to argue about who they voted for. You know what I mean? We're becoming more poor as the days go on. The divide between the rich and the poor, there is no middle class no more. There is no rights. You have no rights. You never have. It was just a fancy fucking book. It's a made up, if you really, really, truly think about it, it's just some made up bullshit. It is. It's just made up bullshit. You think if we brought back a Neanderthal from the beginning of human existence, and we dropped him in the middle of this shit, he'd look at us and be like, excuse me, you can't just eat a chocolate bar. You gotta earn money first. And he'd just look at you like, fuck you. I'm gonna eat this shit because I want to, and then I'm gonna go on my fucking merry day. All right? Like, it in the end, does it matter? Not really. But it does irk me that we should be living a lot more free, you know, like the current state of the world is just like, this got very political. This is meant to be funny. This is supposed to be a non-serious podcast. And here we are huddling around like it's about to be a Proud Boys meeting, for fuck's sake. Listen here. We got a problem with Jason Kenney, that fat fuck, that cheeseburger walrus stunt double, that son of a bitch, you know, that greased up fucking plus size model. Fucking looks like he, it looks like he's been rubbing duck grease on him, that slippery bitch. I'm just saying, we're all fucking, let's figure out who our common enemy is. Instead of like teaching your 16, that's a good conservative boy right there. Listen, Clark, you don't understand conservatism. You don't have a fucking clue what it is. It was just, it's like you're trying to align yourself. Like we're all just trying to group ourselves. We're very tribal people. Okay. And when it takes somebody with massive balls to try and tread down the middle, because then both sides fucking hate them. Both sides fucking hate them. And you've seen it with cancel culture. Anybody that's even like considers themselves a little more right leaning is getting the axe. You make one little comment. Look at that Gina Carano situation. She makes one little comment. Maybe there is some irregularities in the election. What? You can't have an opinion. And I know I fucking hate it when celebrities try to like just push their bullshit on it. It's because it just seems like so out of touch. Nobody has a fucking clue how me and you live. You know, waking up and putting a good, honest, hard day in and not having 17 fucking people running around doing your chores. You know, nobody's doing our laundry. Nobody's getting our groceries. Nobody's cooking for us unless we go to the restaurant or your fat ass is driving through McDonald's to get one of them healthy double cheese. You know what I'm saying? A couple pickles, onions on top, Diet Cola to drink. You fat bitch, you. You healthy motherfucker. Don't worry, it's keto. It's okay. Everybody's on fucking keto now. Everybody, every fat fuck out there. Oh, yeah, I'm on keto. I'm on ketosis right now. Oh, it looks like it's working. Oh, yeah, I got to shovel my mug full. Why don't I eat a fucking carrot? Go for a walk. Everybody's always fascinated by these goddamn diets. Eat a fucking carrot. Go for a walk. Get a hobby. Ooh. Get a hobby that involves moving. Okay? You don't need to go lift weights or do all these crazy workouts. Go for a walk. Go for a walk. Eat a fucking salad. Eat a carrot. Instead of like drowning your sorrows in 4 liters of Mountain Dew, why don't you dry out water? Huh? Something that has a little less calories. Is that fucking hard? No, I'm doing keto. I'm trying keto. Fuck me. Are you kidding me? You're going to try a diet? You're going to try a diet. You have a tough time sticking to a, you know, you have a tough time sticking to fucking any plans that you make. Any plan. I don't know where I was going with that. I tried riffing. It didn't go anywhere. And now I failed. I failed the bit miserably. But everybody is on keto. Every fat fuck that you meet. Oh yeah, just on keto, looking to drop a few pounds. Why don't you just move? Try moving. Fucking, instead of twice a day moving the recliner and that lever on the side, do that like 15, 20 times a minute. You get the movement going in your arms. You might build some strength. Get that going. And then we'll graduate to like, I don't know. We'll get to walking up the stairs. Stop using the elevator in the condo building. There's a beginning. That's a good start. We might be onto something here. Throw out the junk food. You know, instead of sitting there and being like, oh, yeah, no, I think I'm going to, look at this. Oh, we got cookies in the fridge or in the cupboard. That's lovely. Who would have put those there? Well, we can't let those go to waste. Put it down. Put it in the garbage. Eat a fucking celery stick. No peanut butter on it either. No peanut butter, no cheese whiz, especially no cheese whiz. Eat a fucking celery stick. It won't kill you. It'll be good for you. Try it out. My God. It drives me insane. Oh, yeah, no, it's keto. Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you get outside, you go moving. You do anything? You try a new sport, huh? You take the dog for a walk?
Oh, no, 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 no. I do what every good guy does. I find a fucking back road just outside of the town. And I let him run beside it until he has to shit. And then I let him in and we go back home. Just drive at a nice, even, tense... and I actually do it, Hack, while listening to this podcast. So actually, I'm supporting you. All right, fair enough. Touche.
Maybe next time, put your fucking headphones in. Go for a walk. How about that? Go for a walk. Clean the garage. That would absolutely murder calories. Clean the garage. Clean the fucking garage. Paint the basement. There you go. You might work up a sweat. Fucking keto. Fuck keto. Thanks for tuning in to the Uncle Hack podcast. We're ending on a low note. A little upsetty spaghetti note. Fucking guys. I had a great time. I hope you did too. This has been lovely. Ranting and raving. Ranting and fucking raving. Getting some things off the chest. If you didn't learn anything today, I don't know what to tell you. Then, actually, I do know what to tell you. Congratulations for just looking at me like the moron that I'm meant to be. I'm supposed to make no sense. I'm supposed to make you feel better about yourself, that you're not living like this, like a complete psychopath yelling into a fucking mic. You know, every week in, week out, what happens? You know, Thursday, you're going to tune into this fucking thing and there might be a minor meltdown. There might be a minor meltdown, or I might get a laugh. I might just get some humor out of this fucking idiot who sits here in front of this fucking thing and spews garbage, hot garbage, for an hour on end. For an hour of my life, I tune into this guy to make sure that I'm good. That I'm good, that everything's all right in my life compared to his, because his seems like a shit show. Every time I tune into this thing, he's losing his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about half the time. He can't put his thoughts into words because he's too scrambled and angered. It's like it reminds me of my father. Every time I come over, hey, Dad, how you doing? Well, let me tell you, you got an hour? Sit down. Your mother, you know what your mother fucking did? Know what she thinks is a good eye fucking deal? Grab the old man a beer out of the fridge. Grab the old man a beer, and I'm going to tell you exactly what that bitch thinks that I should do. She thinks we should renovate the fucking bathroom again. That's what she thinks. That's what she thinks in her head. She drummed that thought up. She sat down at the dinner table last night, and she goes, I don't think I like the color. Or the way the bathtub is. I seen this in the Home Depot. You know what? This is the fifth time since we lived in this house, since you moved out, you know? You're 30 years old now, Brendan. This is all hypothetical, by the way. You're 30 years old, Brendan. You come over here. How many times has the bathroom been renovated? I don't know, Dad. Probably like once, maybe twice. Yeah, exactly. Once, twice, too fucking many. When we first moved into this house in 1992, it was perfectly fucking fine. And every goddamn year, I got to hear about what we need to renovate. What needs paint? You know, it's easy to sit there like a fucking brain dead, like a mute, and then every now and then have an idea click in your fucking head and spew it out. Little does that species over there, does that axe wound, you know? Does that axe wound understand the work that goes in? Yeah, it's easy. I think that this would be a great idea. I think we should renovate the fucking bathroom one more time. She can't process that it takes 2 to 3 weeks and also $9,000 to renovate the bathroom. All in her head is, oh, I really don't like how the towel rack looks. I don't think that. And that's why I'm going golfing with the boys next weekend. I'm getting the fuck out of here. We're going to Florida. And in your head, that's right in your head where you're going, I know what Dad's going to do. He's going to do some wild shit. He's going to fun dip some cocaine and get jerked off by Mexican prostitutes. And that's why he's my father. And that's why I fucking love him. And I thank you for tuning in to the goddamn Uncle Hack podcast. I appreciate it. If you made it this far, thank you. I appreciate the fuck out of you. If you're on iTunes, please drop a review. I will read them next week. If we get a pile of them, I'll read four of them. Okay? I'll read four of them on the next episode. And like I said, I truly appreciate it. Appreciate all the listens. Number one podcast in Canada. We're coming for it. Recommend it to your friends. I don't even care if they like me. Tell them just to stream it in their sleep so I get the fucking listens and the retention time. And then that way this fucker boosts to the top and we're number one, baby, because we got the best audience on the goddamn planet. You guys are animals. You make me laugh. I love all the dumb shit that you send us. Keep killing beers. I love ya.